Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, can I help you?
No.
Okay. Welcome to Poor Little Thing, the podcast, also known as...
That's PLT.
The podcast where we share... That is PLT. I know that's right. The podcast where we share and discuss stories involving life's poor little things. Like that time you had it out with an airline gate agent and asked him to stop yelling at you about trying to shove your bag into the carry-on bag sizer. And he replied with laughing, okay, ma'am. And so then I said, okay, sir. Hi, my name is Amy Goodmurphy, and with me, as always, is Utah's most flamboyant pastor. It's Ryan Steele.
Hey, y'all.
I don't know. Hey. They don't talk like that in Utah, do they?
No, they do. They do.
Oh, they do?
Well, if you're from there.
Yeah, that's right.
So what is it like being a Utah pastor? No, pastor? Pastor. Pastures for cows.
Yes.
Sorry.
Sometimes, though, I feel like I'm a cow, though, too.
Why?
Because of all the milk that comes out of me.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about that.
No, me neither.
Yeah, so being a pastor in Utah, it's hard because I am not only gay, I am, quote unquote, the gayest man in Utah.
Right.
3 years in a row.
Oh, wow. There's a competition.
There is a competition.
Of who's
like,
the gayest?
They just kind of come to my house and say, you know, from watching your Instagram and going to your services.
You're the gayest in Utah.
Yeah, like I didn't even enter the competition.
That's inappropriate.
Yeah, it really is. But I get a free fruit basket and a $10 gift certificate to a restaurant. So I like that.
Okay. So you know what's cool about that is I thought maybe Utah was like not overly gay friendly. Like, I don't know. I feel like it maybe wouldn't be. But you are the gayest openly gay Utah pastor.
Yes.
Walk us through a quick little service. Like, how do you open your service? Because, like, I'm not really a religious person.
Yeah,
but like,
yeah. There's only usually about, I would say, a handful of people that show up because a lot of people overall don't like me.
Yeah.
But there's one family that moved from LA and they're very liberal, and the dad moved for work. He works in electronics, and they moved and they were looking for a service. And so they have 3 kids and they're all gay.
Whoa.
Yes. So they found me on Grindr. I don't want to talk about that either.
No, me neither. Okay.
But they came. And yeah, like they'll sit down and I'm like, Queens, are you ready to go off?
Okay, because I was wondering where the flamboyant came from, because you're not overly outwardly flamboyant,
but
is it in your service that it comes out?
Yes. I said, Queens, are you ready to go off? And then I play, like you hear, I'm like, get up if you can. Get up if you can. Because I have to respect, like Madonna when she fucked up at her concert. Like, why aren't you getting up? And it was because they couldn't. shouldn't. So I learned a thing or two from Madonna.
That's right.
And anyway, yeah, so I'm like, come on, queens. And then I just do a little bit of G or a little bit of K.
But you do drugs.
I do a little bit of drugs. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Just to really live that full...
gay fantasy.
Yeah, exactly.
Gay god fantasy.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And yeah, and then we dance and we tell stories. And I don't even ever say the word God. We just kind of like talk about our days. And then I take money from them, which pays my rent.
Wow. Yeah. You just talk about your days? Mm-hmm. Like, hey, what did you do today?
Yeah.
My name's Brian and I, you know, went down to the, I got my groceries and then I did some work, I watched my show and I went to bed.
That's right.
And then you like move along.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, that sounds nice. Sounds like a community.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, and I'm flying in to Vancouver every week for the podcast. So y'all are welcome.
And did they pay for that as well?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not legally allowed to talk about that. So again, we might have to edit that out, D.
Edit that out, D. Okay. Well, do you want to talk about the fact that I got called out?
When was this?
Okay. So, you know, I was in Miami recently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I moved to Miami for 4 days.
I know that.
You know that.
Mm-hmm.
So I technically 3 days, one more night.
Well, when people ask where you've lived, you can say Miami.
Mm-hmm. Every time I go somewhere, I pretty much am living there. Because what do you mean? Like, what does it consist of to live somewhere? Like, well, I have to pay taxes to live there? Says who?
Says who?
Says who? The Trump?
Yeah.
I don't listen to that guy.
2024. Come on. Things are changing.
Things are changing. And if I want to say that I have lived in all the places that I've gone to, that's the truth, A.
Mm-hmm.
And B, I will say that. Okay. So anyways, I was living in Miami for a few days. And on the way home, there was this little queen that didn't like my carry-on bag. And we went up to the... Okay, so here's actually what happened. So I went to Miami. I jumped on the end of Jenny's work trip there. And Jenny stayed in a couple extra days with me. So we had like, you know, a little... We lived there for a little bit.
Yeah, of course.
And then when we were coming home, I guess when you don't check your passport in again once you get to the airport, like if you just do it online, then they'll call you to the gate to make sure that they check your passport or whatever. Like, what? I've already been through security.
Yeah.
I've already been through all the things.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm Canadian. I'm here.
Come on.
Come on. So anyways, I get all of a sudden, Amy Goodmurphy. I'm like, oh God, here we go again. Anyway, so here we go again. Go up there. Hi. Is that your carry-on? Yes. I've flown here with it. It fits.
Mm-hmm.
It's like within the rules. Well, you're going to have to put it in the sizer, and if it doesn't fit, it's going underneath. And I was like, okay. Although you didn't call me up here for my bag. You called me up here for my passport.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're trapping me because you want to put bags underneath.
Trying to make more money?
You're trying. Well, they were going to do it for free.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just saying like, well, I don't want to wait for the belt after.
Yeah, I want to
get my shit and go.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. Anyways, Jenny goes and puts her thing in the sizer first, and the wheels are stuck. Like the wheels are sort of getting stuck somehow. And this man is yelling at her in front of everyone. Don't force it. Don't force it. And she's going, I'm not forcing it. The wheel is stuck. I'm just trying to move the wheel.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't force it. And I'm like, I'm looking at him going, can you please stop?
Yes.
Stop yelling at her.
Yeah, yeah.
And then this nice man comes over, a random patron, and he goes, oh, your wheel's just stuck here. And he shimmies the wheel, slides in, fits.
Go.
Then the asshole who's yelling goes, okay. Then he goes, now put yours in. And I go, it's the exact same bag as hers, so it's going to fit. I'm like, but you really want me to go through the trouble of with the wheels or whatever? So I go over there. He's like, yep. I'm like, okay, he's already being a queen bitch. I go over there. I put my bag in. I'm trying to shuffle the wheels. Don't force it. Stop, ma'am. Stop forcing it. I am so frustrated at this point and like cannot believe that he is yelling at me.
Were people looking?
Everybody was looking. It was like a small gate.
Wow.
So I was like, I'm not having this. I'm not going to shimmy this. Take my fucking bag. That I'm done. I took it out of the thing and I was like, look, I'm like, you know what? You want to put it underneath? Put it underneath. Here you go. Here you go. Rolled it over to him. I'm like, put a tag on and put it underneath. The whole time I'm thinking, he's not putting it on the plane. Like now I've lost my bag. my bag is gone now.
Yeah.
Anyways, then he was like, okay, yeah, great. And then I was so heated. I said, you know what? As I was getting them, then they're checking my passport again. I'm like, you need to not yell at me. Okay. Stop yelling at us. And he goes, ma'am, you're 5 feet away from me. I needed to tell you to stop doing that. I said, A, I wasn't forcing it. And B, stop yelling at me, weirdo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, you're making me frustrated and it's embarrassing.
Oh.
So then he comes over and he goes, okay, ma'am. He laughed at me and called me, okay, ma'am. And I went, okay, sir. Because I didn't know what to do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I like that.
So I just mocked him back.
Yeah, of course.
You know, and then I went and sat down and you know, I was seething.
Mm-hmm. Fire was burning.
I was seething. And then there was a girl. You know what made it better, though? Mm. His little compadre, his friend here that was working. She was fine, but like, whatever. They trapped us and they kept saying on the mic, just so you know, everyone, we are going to be using the sizer for every single passenger. So if you think that it is not going to fit, you need to come hand it in now. They kept doing it. It was like, and it was a very threatening tone. Oh. Guess who didn't size anybody's bags?
They didn't.
Them. Oh. So they trapped us with our passports and made us do it because they got a couple. Mm-hmm. And then the funniest thing is his friend could not pronounce the names of people that they were looking for. Have you ever seen the Key and Peele sketch where the teacher goes, Balake, and he's like, Blake?
Yeah.
This woman was reading the names out. She was calling Ian Ian. Oh. Ian. It was clearly very Ian.
I do not notice.
She kept, I don't know. She kept saying one last name wrong every single, like a different way every single time she announced it.
Oh my God.
So that was karma. And that made me feel better.
Yeah.
Well, that's it.
I wish that, you know how some of these airports have television shows now that you can watch? You know, it's like not border control.
Oh, but yeah,
it's
like security.
Yes. I wish they had a TV show in Miami because that could have been all recorded and people would have hated that fucking airline worker.
Ma'am, stop forcing it. Oh my God. I was like, oh my God, like enough. Stop it.
Have you thought about sending an email?
Well, I don't think so. you know, I do like to send emails. I like to send letters. I like to go personally.
Yeah.
I like to do what I can. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm going to let this one go.
Okay.
Jenny just kept saying, stop letting them affect you so much. And I was like, yeah, but he was yelling at us.
Yeah,
like,
jerk.
It was, stop it, you little queen. Like, you're stressed.
Was he gay?
I'm not sure, but I'm sure he was.
I was going to say, maybe he was homophobic. Even if he was gay, maybe he was a homophobic gay.
Hey, he didn't know that we were gay.
Well, okay.
I wasn't wearing this Nike t-shirt. I was wearing something else. But yeah, no, fair enough. He probably knew I was gay for sure. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he was just a jerk. And then I text my brother, of course, who works for an airline. I said, is it mandatory to take cunt training when you work for an airline? And he said, yes, honey. So I just wanted to make sure. I said, okay, good.
Yeah. Well, that really sucks.
It was annoying.
I wish I was there to protect you.
You really would have done a lot for me.
I would have ran away. I would have been like, oh, I have to go to the washroom. And then I'd come back like 30 minutes later.
And I'd be like, why is he yelling at me? You'd go, I don't know. And then you'd go and sit down. And you'd be like, that guy was awful. I'm like, I know, I'm going to go say something. You'd be like,
No, don't.
And I want you to come with me.
No. Oh, my stomach hurts.
Oh. My stomach hurts. I can't get up.
Yeah, so I don't know what's happening right now.
I can't.
Oh, this is so weird.
Flying is hell.
Yeah, flying is hell. I haven't done it in a while, but I got a bunch of flights coming up in June.
Hey, a bunch.
Yeah.
Where's she going?
She's just going to Europe. She's going to Eastern Europe. She's going to little Croatia, little Hungary, little Netherlands, and Bosnia. I don't really know how to say that one. Bosnia. But I think it's like Bosnia and Herzegovina or something.
Oh, wow. I don't know.
I apologize for our Bosnian listeners.
Bosnia? We would like to officially apologize right now. Honestly, we are in the most random charts in the world we very likely could be in the Bosnian
this
charts.
This is true. Yeah.
I don't know.
And if you're from Bosnia and you're listening, fly us out and let us do a show there.
Fly us out. Let us do a show in Bosnia.
I'm going to be there in late June. So just fly out Amy. I'll already be there. And
fly me out.
Sell tickets. I don't know, $50 a pop and give us $10,000,
$20,000. $10,000 to $20,000. That's all we're asking.
I mean, it's not a lot.
So Bosnia, get at us. DM us.
Well, that sucks about Miami. But what was nice about Miami?
Well, I know what you're getting at here. Because I may have told you a couple things of who I saw in Miami. Listen, Miami is a treat, okay? Mm-hmm. We stayed at this beautiful hotel. We stayed at a hotel called The Standard in Miami.
Okay. Don't they have a Standard in LA too or something? Is it a chain?
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
Yes, there's a few of them. I don't know how many. But apparently, The Standard is like a really hot spot to stay because of the grounds. Yes. They have this like huge property. They have this beautiful, huge pool and you can be a member there as well. Oh. So it's like a club.
Okay.
They have a spa, a restaurant, a bar.
Ooh.
It's really cool. They bring in DJs.
Nice.
So guess who was staying in my hotel?
I have no idea.
Well, number one, Andy Cohen.
What?
We told you that we were a Bravo podcast.
Hey.
And we meant it, and I will follow him wherever he goes.
That's really good.
Andy Cohen stays there?
Yeah.
Here I am. Here I come. So anyways, I got to watch him and his friend and, you know, maybe some other boys were there. I don't know.
Who is his friend?
I don't know who his friend was.
Was it a romantic friend, do you think?
No, definitely not.
Just a bud.
Yeah, they had some other people with them. Some other boys were coming to have some nice times.
Were cocktails flowing?
Cocktails were flowing. There were some pool happenings. Mm. And, you know, they were having a real nice time. They were having a nice time. There was a very good-looking boy there one day and another good-looking boy there another day.
Oh.
Just going to say that.
I wish I was there.
I had a lot of people watching to do.
Yes.
Guess who else I walked past twice in the hotel?
I have no idea.
Shakira.
No.
Yes.
D.
I have to den and my hips don't lie and I put it a heat a ho. Do you know that I read an article where she said that she was like, thinking back now, I did too many, or whatever. like she's thinking back now, like, okay, Shakira, you didn't know then that it was too much?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it got put her on the map.
Yeah, and she still has lots of music to make, so just chill out.
But she also said that she didn't like the Barbie movie because she found it emasculating, and she has two sons, and she wants them to not be, like, emasculated.
Shut the fuck up, Shakira.
Don't be so stupid. Yeah. So daft. Yeah. Honestly. But listen, this was my first encounter with her. So the first day I saw her, I went to... There's a really nice cafe.
Encounters with Shakira.
My first encounter with Shakira.
Yeah.
I had my coffee in my backpack. And I was ready to go spend the day at the pool. And I walked past her and I looked up and made eye contact. I was smiling because I thought, like, I'm going to walk past somebody. It's the morning. I have my coffee. I'm happy. I'm friendly. And I make eye contact with her and I smile. And then I immediately I'm like, okay, that's Shakira. And then I move over to her security guard and he smiles back. But when I made eye contact with her, mm-hmm. she immediately looked to the ground.
Really?
Immediately. Was like, nope. Because she saw my stalker energy. She knew that I'd be like, oh my God, Shakira, please don't take my picture with
She's
me, please.
She's seen it before.
She knew because I look like a stalker probably with my, like, you know, little flip-flops, my backpack. She was like, this girl's trash.
Yeah.
She's not from here. Hey. She doesn't have any spice.
No, she was jealous of you. She thought you were hot.
She was jealous of me because she thought I was hot.
Mm.
But I got to tell you about Miami. I'm doing a lot of talking here.
I didn't do anything last week.
Miami, there were so many stories. I don't even know where to begin, but I'm going to tell you two quick ones.
Okay.
First one is I watched a man. I'm just going to give you a visual. None of this really matters, but I want you to be able to visualize this. Okay. So there was this man and he had these, like, sort of awful tattoos. He was a very large man. He must have been, like, I don't know, maybe like, he was a very large man. I want to say like 300 pounds maybe.
Okay.
And then he had this very small wife. Okay.
Mm.
She looked a little bit younger than him. I'm just giving you a visual.
Yeah.
Now they have come to the pool. He sort of looks like he's maybe out of the Sopranos, but like he's not high up like in the mafia. He's like low down.
Okay, I can see him.
He's the errands boy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Or
he's like the muscle.
Okay.
So anyways, they're lying there in bed and in the beds. There's beds around the pool.
Ooh.
And he keeps, I have my darkest sunglasses on every day because I'm like, I gotta look around.
Mm-hmm.
No one can see that I'm looking, but I am looking at every single one of them in the eyes all day long. And so I'm watching this couple and he is so, like, listen, I watch so many people make out in the pool, have their nice time. And like, I was like, that's wonderful. Like, whatever. They're being romantic. Sometimes I got a little horny, but I was like, listen, there was a couple that was super horny in the morning. They were very good looking. And I was like, okay. I'm watching you have some tongue, doing some tongue things.
Whoa.
It's very interesting. You would have liked.
PDA.
Yeah. So anyways, this man, speaking of, but it had nothing to do with how they looked. It was how aggressive he was. He kept grabbing her tits and like putting his hand in her bathing suit very openly and like grabbing super hard on her bare breasts and like ripping at them. And then he kept opening her bathing suit to look and like touch and flick. It doesn't end there. Yes. And it was like a baby who wanted milk, you know, like toddlers who are like not supposed to be breastfeeding. You're weaning them off. So you're like, okay, no, like taking their hand out of your chest.
Mm-hmm.
He was like a toddler trying to get it milk. It was disgusting.
Oh.
And then they taking a selfie and she, at this point she had taken her bathing suit off. It was, you could take your top off at the pool or whatever. It was great. And then at this point her top was off and they were tanning and she was taking a selfie. He took one of her nipples and pulled it as hard as he could while taking the selfie.
No, he didn't.
Yes. She didn't even care. And then he was aggressively grabbing her face to his, like he'd grab it and she'd like give him a kiss and he'd grab it again and like want to make out.
No.
So she seemed okay. Like, obviously, if I thought that it was, like, not okay, I would have, like, went over there and said, hey, man.
Yeah.
What's up?
What's up?
Or else I would have, you know, I probably wouldn't have been able to keep it in. I would have gone over and been like, hey, I'm not really sure what's happening here, but what?
Yeah.
She was into it. Like, it was okay. It was cool. Like, that was their vibe, I guess. Mm. And they were married. They had rings on.
Yeah.
And then they'd go in the pool and he would just hold her and, like, look around for, like, an hour. hour and like very closely, like was very possessive.
Yeah.
It was so fucking gross. I hated how gross he was about her boob and wanting to see her boobs.
Yeah.
Like, what are you, fucking six?
Yes. And in public?
Yes.
That's terrible.
It was gross. Mm-hmm. Okay. So there was that couple. And,
she liked it.
She was just, it wasn't like she was like, yeah. She was just like, okay with it.
That's just Greg.
It was just, yeah. Brian, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Straight couples. That's just Greg. He loves my breasts.
He loves my tits.
Oh my God.
What else are my tits here for?
And he's grabbing them like they are alone somewhere and that's their kink.
Mm-hmm.
It was too much.
He paid for my tits and he can do whatever he wants with my tits.
Here's the thing. They weren't even paid for. They were real small, nice little breasts.
Oh, little raisins.
Little raisies. But like he wanted them. He wanted to rip them off, pulling the nipples hard as he could for the selfie.
He wanted them.
Ew. But also imagine that's your husband.
No.
He's just grossly pulling. Ugh. Mm. Anyways, it was a very weird dynamic.
Well, I don't like that.
Secondly, and then I will never talk again. I'm laying by the pool. I haven't been by myself at this point.
Yeah.
New York Stock Exchange bros come post up beside me on either side.
Oh.
They're in their 20-somethings. They are the douchiest bros you've ever seen in your life. Mm. They're young 20-somethings. They're on the phone talking about numbers. I know their stock exchange because they've said it. They're here in Miami. They think they're so hot.
Yeah.
One of the guys starts complaining beside me. I have my own umbrella. So one of the guys beside me starts complaining that it's too much sun, right? And I can hear him. We're half a foot away from each other on either side. They're close. I have my own umbrella and I have shade. It's so hot that you want the shade. And then you go in the sun in the pool if you want.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's complaining about it. So I think, I feel bad because he's burning, right? I can see he's a very white man.
Mm-hmm.
So I turn to him and say, hey, I'm like, I know the sun is really hot. Hey, I'm like, do you want me to share my umbrella? I can kind of move it over a little bit if you'd like. He looks at me like this, silently. Like, what have I just dared to ask him, to talk to him,
to
address him, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this older woman, pretty much. And I'm like, do you want some of my shade? I heard you talking about the sun.
Mm.
And then he goes like this, do what you want. And I went, okay. Again, I'm like, do you want shade or not, is what I said. And he goes, you can do whatever you want.
I hate him so much.
Okay, wait, it gets... Okay, so then they were with this older man who was also a douche, loved himself, had like these sunglasses on. You could just tell, right? Like what they were wearing.
Mm-hmm.
The older douche clocks this and goes, but thank you anyways. At least he had the sense to say, but thank you anyways on behalf of this young idiot.
Fucking loser.
So I'm like in my head now, I'm like, what the fuck was that exchange? Mm-hmm. Like, what? You're treating me like I'm a piece of shit because I'm not some like young hot girl or like what's happening?
Yeah, you look at these. Do you want to play with my tits?
Yeah, they exactly.
He was playing with her tits in the pool. Come play with mine.
Hey, you guys, you're so hot. You stock exchange bros. Fuck you. I don't give a shit. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a nice person, I don't care what you do, okay?
How's the NASDAQ? Isn't that a stock exchange? I don't know.
Oh my God.
The Dow Jones. How's the Dow Jones?
Brian.
I'm just making things up.
I'm very impressed.
Thank you so much.
Wow. I should have said that, but I didn't. I should have been like, hey, Dow Jones.
Yeah.
Would you like a... And then maybe
you guys like a crypto.
Yeah.
Right?
You guys, you like crypto? You guys are so hot. Are you from New York City?
Whoa. The Big Apple?
Yeah. The New York City? Oh my God. And they were talking about going on a boat. The boat's going to come pick us up later. Like they had money.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Like I do not give a shit. It gets better.
Okay.
Then I decide to go in the pool because I don't want to sit beside these fucking bros anymore. And there's a shallow spot where you can sit in the pool and sort of just lounge. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
I still have my shades on and I have a hat on.
A PLT hat?
No.
Oh.
I know. Shoot. Yeah. I had a different hat on.
Okay
sorry.
You can get PLT hats online.
You can get PLT hats online. I spilled coffee on my white one, though, the other day.
Well, we'll get another one.
Well, no. I will be washing that.
Magic eraser.
Yep. So anyways, I'm in the pool and I watch another stock bro in that group get out of the pool, take my towel that is on my bed, singular bed, wipe his hands dry on it, and put it back on my fucking bed.
No.
Do you know what I did?
Please tell me.
I stood up out of the pool. I walked over, I grabbed that towel, I gave it to him and said, hey, this is yours now because you just used it. So you can have this. And he goes, what? I'm like, yeah, you just wiped your hands on it. So now you can have this towel. And then he went, okay. And then I walked away and grabbed myself a brand new towel from the cabana and I came back to my seat. As I'm back at my seat, I see him on his phone. He still says nothing about that. Like, doesn't even regard
apologize
the fact. He used my fucking towel to wipe his hands so that he could go on his phone and put it back on my bed because I wasn't there.
Loser.
Then when I came back, he put that same towel back down on my fucking bed. I picked it up again and said, do you not want this? Because you keep using it. Uh-huh. This is yours. And he went, oh, yeah, sorry. He did say, at least he did. But that meant nothing at that point.
Of course.
I was so mad. And so anyways, I just fucking sat there in my bed and hoped, like, was just like praying to Jesus or like whomever to get them the fuck away from me because there were no other beds.
Yeah.
So I had to be there.
Yeah.
And they finally left.
Wow.
Arrogant bastards.
Stock exchange bros.
Oh, he used my towel.
Why are people such assholes?
I don't know. Because they're entitled.
Wow.
You know, I got to say something. American listeners, close your ears. I do have to say something. This is going to be a big generalization. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I know that. And I know there are some wonderful Americans. And I know them. Mm-hmm. I know wonderful Americans. And I love all people. Okay. But I got to tell you, maybe it was the hotel. Maybe it brought that out of people. They thought they were the shit because there are boats coming in and out. Miami's a very glitzy place. Yeah. It's very flashy. Everybody has like Lamborghinis, Ferraris. It's like unbelievable.
Yeah.
And, but I mean, again, I don't give a shit. Mm-hmm. It means nothing. In fact, I find it embarrassing.
You're not fooled by the rocks that they got.
I'm not fooled by the rocks that they've got.
They're still assholes from New York.
Whoa. Sit down.
D, sit the fuck down. I told you once. I told you 5,000 times. D. Sorry.
There's a part of me that didn't like that, but there's also a part of me that was so riled up from the New York Stock Exchange.
Yeah, well, I was riled up from that story, too.
Well, she got the brunt of it. Sorry, yeah,
sorry D.
Sorry, D. anyway, we were mad about this, the New York guys, not you. Mm. But yeah, and they, I have to tell you that like everyone at that pool, and they were all American, because a bunch of them talked to me and I could hear their accents. Ugh. They were just not saying thank you to any of the servers. Mm. They were treating them like shit. Mm. They were like, they all like were so privileged. They were just so fucking like thought that they were the shit. They acted more than. And I think also as a part of it is like America's the greatest country in the world. We're the freest. Like we're the best. Rah, rah, rah.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of them exude that energy. Oh. Like sit down.
Yeah, sit down.
America's on fire. Anyways.
Well, I'm going to go down to Miami and serve them a big slice of humble pie.
You should. And I was wondering if you'd like to talk now. I'm so sorry.
Honey. You don't go to Miami all the time, okay?
I had to share my tips, tricks, and secrets.
I got it.
That's it.
And I'm sure there's lots more, but we'll save that maybe for next week.
Well, there was a man that...
Hey.
I'll tell it later.
Okay, this wasn't on my list, but really quickly, I just want to say I celebrated my 100th day of no alcohol.
D? You're the best around.
Nothing's going on. And Jamie Ricky G here a while back was like, yeah, let's, you know, keep listeners along for the ride, tell them how it's going. And I think when I did 50 days, I said that it was going well and everything was good. It's still going great. But I will say March was hard.
Okay.
January, February was quite easy. I think it was still new to me every morning. Like I said, I was writing the number on my, you know, 39 days, 48 days. I was like feeling good.
Yeah.
And then as I got into the third month, which I've never done longer than 2 months, and I think maybe more in March, I was getting invited to dinners and hangouts more, it got harder.
Yeah, I get
it. And I hung out with three of my comedian friends a couple weeks ago who were all male, straight, and drinking alcohol. It was a lot of fun. I had a little bit of a weed cookie. Shut up, D.
Oh my God.
I got a little high, but let me tell you, getting a little high in a weed cookie compares nothing to three grown men with about 8 to 10 ounces of whiskey in their system.
Oh.
I did not like myself.
No.
They were wrestling. They were like, it was fun. Like, don't get me wrong. They're some of my best friends. But I just, it was the first time I was like, I am not on their level and I don't like this.
Right.
So yeah, it's been interesting because it's finally a little, you know, having a little bit of ups and downs from it. And I'm like, even I want to say I'm over it, but I'm committed and I'm going to do it. And also, here's the thing. I'm not trying to be negative. I still feel great every morning.
Yeah.
I'm happy with how I look. Saved over $2,000 now.
Wow.
And I haven't said anything except on the podcast until the other day on Instagram. I did post that I had got to 100 days and I got a lot of wonderful messages, and a lot of actually people asking me questions about how I felt. Was my skin better? All this. And yeah, I was quite honest with everybody, but I appreciated all the people that reached out. And a lot of people too that were like, yeah, I'm doing it too. Or, hey, I'm on 3 years. And I was like, wow, this is fun. Good for everybody.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Your skin is glowing.
Thank you so much.
Truly.
You've got the sculpture.
Let me see your stomach. Show me. Hello?
Hey, man.
Hello? Hey, man.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Okay, so here's the deal. 100 days, huge deal. Very proud of you.
Thank you.
And I'm also proud of you for admitting that a month was hard.
Yeah.
Because you were flying high the first part. You said, this is so easy,
blah, blah, blah.
And I thought, how easy can this really get? Because you're going to find challenges.
Yeah.
But you, I can't, you know, you said the month of March, we're in April.
Yeah.
You survived a whole month of it being difficult.
Yeah.
And you did it.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
And by no means did I ever contemplate having a drink. I never did. Like, there was no point where I was like, oh, like, I don't really actually I just have some liqueurs in my apartment. So I have some beers in my fridge for guests. But at no point did I ever go, oh, I could just drink one and like no one would know. That's never gone through my brain. So
you're committed to the challenge.
I'm committed to this. It's just, yeah, it's been a little eye-opening about the ups and downs.
Totally. Mm-hmm. And you know what else? I feel like you're also learning where it's like, okay, maybe with certain people, you know, this is going to turn up and it's not going to be fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
So then maybe I will show up with them or hang out with them in a different way.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Cause yeah, I've never tried to do it. So I don't have any advice or like what you should or shouldn't do. I'm just living through your journey,
man.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what she's saying. But I got some other news.
What?
I also did something a little bit out of my comfort zone. I went to a film festival last night called Hump.
Excuse me?
Have you ever heard of Hump?
I have not.
I have not either. You've heard of Dan Savage, yes?
Yes.
Dan Savage. This is his film festival. Apparently, it's been going on for years and years. It's playing 3 nights at the Rio, 2 times a night, and I think they're pretty much all sold out.
What is it?
It's basically a porn film festival, but they're all short films. Again, my friend Allie invited me. I was like, I didn't want to go originally, but I was like, no, this is good for you, Ryan, because you're vanilla. You talk about how, you know, like, I don't know, this just goes in the bomb and then, okay, we're done. But there's a lot more. There's bondage. There's, you know, melting wax on people. There's, I don't want to fist or anything, but there's a whole lot of sexual things that go on that I'm like, ah! But this film festival, it was a little bit of everything. To give you a couple of examples, one of the short films were like 2 to 5 minutes long. So, you know, you didn't have to commit too long to each one. And then the next one, if you didn't like it, the next one's starting in a second. That's how short films work, I guess.
Okay,
go on. One of them featured a little Kermit the Frog doll who had a fucking green penis and he was tied.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
It up and had like a leather mask on his face that zipped open at his mouth. And then a woman came in the room with large breasts and a Miss Piggy mask on and gave the little Kermit a blowjob.
Was Kermit a stuffed?
It was a stuffed toy. So she gave this little piece of fabric a blowjob, and then she took his mask off, and it was more about the editing in this one, and she pleasured herself a little bit, but that was real interesting.
Brian, why did they do that?
Because I don't know, people were cheering. People loved it.
She performed fellatio on a Kermit the Frog stuffy.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
Yeah, and then there was another one where this guy was tied up in like this apparatus and some bondage, whatever, and she put three ping pongs in his asshole, and then she got like a water cooler jug, you know, those giant ones, and stuffed that inside of him. Like
Inside of who?
Inside of this guy's asshole where the ping pongs went.
A real person?
Yes.
Okay.
They put the tip of it so that water could go into inside of him. Then they used this apparatus to kind of put him on an angle so that now he looked like a human water cooler, and the water cooler was standing like straight, and then so you see all this water, and then suddenly he shot out the ping pong balls out of his ass and they floated up to the top of the water and everyone cheered.
Brian, what is this festival?
Finally, there was one called Human Chandelier, kind of like how it sounds. There was this beautiful man and he was naked and he was all tied up as well, and then someone went around and just smothered him with candle wax, like hot, you know, just pouring it all over him till his entire body was white.
Oh my gosh.
And then they took candles, and because the wax was still kind of like hot and not hardened yet, they put candles, I want to say like 6 or 8 all, and he held 2 of them too, on his body, and then they lifted him up and then turned off the lights, and he was a human chandelier.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And that guess what?
What?
Everybody cheered.
Guess what? Everybody cheered. Yes. Okay, I have to tell you something.
Go on.
Kermit the Frog, don't like. Mm-hmm. Second one, I'm not into that either. Third one,
yes,
kind of neat. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I've heard that people like to that candle waxing thing, like to be burnt, I guess. It's like a, oh, wow, I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
But then, oh my gosh, the whole body, and then it was lit up.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Interesting.
I don't want to watch it.
Yeah.
But interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't really like... I don't feel like that type of art I'm interested in.
Fair enough.
Like, I just don't think I would buy tickets to that.
Yeah.
Did your friend buy tickets to that? Because she was like, I like this as an art.
She's been before with the people. Like, I went with her and her friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there was parts when I was turning away and she was just fully watching it.
Yeah.
She's just like, yeah, we're all wired differently. And
she's
fine with a bunch of that stuff. She's taking some course right now where she's learning about some of these things. And I'm just like living through her. I'm like, okay, fine. I don't want to do that ever.
You're her little friend that's like, she loves to see you squirm.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she likes that. Okay, well, I have a random question.
Yes, go on.
Do you wash your feet in the shower?
Do I wash? Yes, but maybe once a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, I always usually forget. I actually did this morning, oddly enough.
Yeah.
Because I always start with I do shampoo my hair, then I do my face, and then I do my body. But once in a while, I look down at my feet and I go, oh yeah, them.
Yeah.
And I give them a little wipe, but I'd never do a good job.
So I thought about that. Someone asked me that. And then I was like, and I also felt a little like, almost like embarrassed, where I was like, oh my God, I want to say, yeah, of course I do. Like every shower. But I would say that I probably wash my feet more than the average person. Cause I do think that you're lying if you say you wash your feet all the time.
No, oh, yeah.
Like, but it's funny that we don't, because soap is constantly going down your body.
Mm-hmm.
You're moving your feet in the shower, walking, whatever.
Walking in water.
Walking in water with the soapy water.
Mm-hmm.
Also, my feet, luckily, like, that's not something that I struggle with, that I have, like, you know, feet that smell or are...
I'd let you know.
Growing fungus or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, not yet. Anyways, my body's always changing.
Well,
I don't know what the fuck's next. Mm. Anyways, so yeah, but then I would say I probably wash my feet like once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks, like you're saying. Like, okay. What is that? Once every 2 weeks. Is that once a week or once a month? Twice a month.
Yeah, bi-monthly.
Yeah, bi-monthly.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. But yeah, I was thinking about that. I feel like that's such a weird thing that we don't just do that. It also gets slippery when you start to wash your feet.
Exactly. I was going to say, washing your feet is not easy.
Yeah.
They are hard to get to. Yeah, you could fall over, and feet are just like... weird and gross, and like, I guess you just wipe the bottom and then you kind of get through the toes. And
yeah,
give him a little brush.
A little brush.
I don't think I've ever washed my feet well.
You know what I always do though, I'll tell you, truly, consistently, never failed?
Wash your face?
No, yes. Yes. But my feet, if I'm wearing flip-flops or like open-toed shoes all day or out in public, I will not go into my bed until I've washed my feet.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I make Jenny do it too.
I need to do that this summer with the temperature rising.
Well, I get grossed out. I'm like, well, I've been out. There's dirt on them.
Yes, for sure.
I'm wearing, I've obviously taken them off at some point. Maybe I've been in someone's house or been at the beach.
Yes.
Got to wash those off.
There's some shit on your feet.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't want to bring that into your bed.
I get really grossed. I am a person that will not sit on my bed. I'll sit on the top of my bed with pants, but I will not go inside of my sheets unless I'm wearing nothing or pajamas.
Yeah.
I will not allow anything to touch the inside of my bed.
Well, it's got to be clean in there.
Do you?
No.
Like, would you sit on your bed and do your shoes up if your sheets were exposed?
Not if my sheets, no. Always just sitting on my comforter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like that. And some people are totally fine with it.
Really?
And I keep watching shows where they're putting their fucking shoes on top of the beds.
Yeah, no.
How could you ever wear your shoes on your bed?
Mm-hmm.
Disgusting.
Like, I don't even like wearing, I don't like wearing socks in bed, slippers, nothing. Like, when I'm in bed, I'm in my undies or nothing at all.
Hey, first you're talking about a film festival and now you're talking about that?
You never go to bed naked?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
But I don't talk about that. It's none of your business.
You know what I want to talk about?
What?
Abby and Brittany Hensel.
Oh, the twins.
They're conjoined twins. They've been around for a while now. They were born in 1990. They rose to fame in 1996 when they were featured on the Oprah Winfrey Show. Then in 2012, I believe, they had a show on, I think, TLC, Living with Brittany and Abby or whatever it was called. Google them right now if you're listening. They have two heads. Basically, they have two of everything, waist above and waist down. They share everything.
Oh,
so
okay.
They share a vagina. They share a poop hole.
Yeah.
And they each have one arm that they have to like work together because they drive. They drive. They do all the things. One of them got married and the other one is dating another man. And I just want to say, everyone is beautiful. Everyone is different. Conjoined twins have been around forever. So I'm not trying to sound negative by any means, but I find it very interesting. So the night of their marriage, if they had sex, does the other one close her eyes? Is she like, she's getting pleasure from this as well because they're sharing a vagina.
Well, do you know that that's how their body works? My question is like, does their body even work that way?
I can't say 100%. From everything I read and I watched a bunch of clips, yes.
Okay.
So yeah, because another one was like, they were a little bit mean. They said like, did they put a bag on the other one's face if she's not watching? That's rude. We would never say that here on this podcast.
No.
But very interesting. And then the other girl's dating another guy. So like, it's a whole thing and they're very proud. Out and they want to have babies one day and I think they're they're in their early mid 30s, so they still have a little bit of time, but just very interesting. My mom and I, she was the one who introduced me to them. We were very, very interested when I went home last time when we went in a big deep dive of the internet.
Listen, I can't imagine what that would be like to have that body and to have your sister's head right beside you and to share the body, to use the body, to be your whole life is like you have to figure out some type of normalcy for yourself.
Yeah.
And yes, one of them or both of them want to be married and have relationships.
Of course, yeah.
And like they have this one life and sure they share a body, but they have their own minds speaking faces. Incredible. Like, it's just mind-boggling. It is so interesting, but it would be so hard. And it would be so hard to, like, find someone that truly, like, you know, didn't just have a... I mean, I mean this with respect, but I feel like the honesty is, like, yes, there will be people that will love you for you, but there's probably going to be a lot of people that are going to have a fetish or, you know, or want some sort of stardom from it.
Absolutely.
Or, you know? And so that's really tough too. All power to them. Oh my God. Can you imagine what does happen when you're intimate with your partner? Incredible.
They're fifth grade teachers though. So they have like full on lives. They, you know, like I said, they drive, they have a job. They're both with different men. So yeah, perfect. Cause they deserve everything in the world. Right.
And they don't have to talk about their intimate lives. But insane.
Yeah.
We should have them on the podcast.
We should have them. Brittany, Abby, if you're listening, we'd love to have you on the pod.
What happens when you guys want to do stuff with people? Because we're very curious, even though it's none of our business.
Yes.
But yeah, that's crazy. I don't know. And they're very famous conjoined twins. I don't know, at least in North America, because I don't know any other like popularized or famous conjoined twins?
Well, I think a lot of them don't make it very long in life. I heard it's like 1 in 300,000, which is actually quite a bit, I think. I mean, how many people are on this earth? 1 in 300,000 are conjoined twins. A lot of them don't make it past like the birth and too far. Just there's so many complications.
Yeah.
And like, I think it's always different on, you know, what they share and what they don't, because like Abby and Brittany share the same bloodstream. They have two different hearts. So like if one... This is dark, but if one heart stops working,
yeah,
does the other one live on?
Oh my God. Like,
who knows? So many questions.
I don't know. And then, yeah, if that happened, then could you surgically remove your sister's head?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
So much to think about.
They also said too, like, we've been around forever, I guess, because there was like in ancient times in those caves where they would do the drawings and stuff.
Yeah.
There was conjoined twins that they would draw. So they were like, we've been here forever.
We've been here. Mm-hmm. Leviticus 22:6 says two-headed women will prevail.
We're here. We're conjoined. Get used to it.
Yeah. What if one of them was gay?
Oh, I never thought about that. No, if one was terrible. Like going down on a girl and the other one was, I hate this.
I hate this. I'd be like, ew, it stinks down here. Also, what about that? Like, it's not just intercourse. There's lots of ways to be intimate with somebody.
Yeah.
And the other one is right there.
They go poo together.
What do you mean?
Well, they have one asshole. So
no, I meant like being intimate with somebody.
I'm just saying though, they go poo together.
Where did that come out of?
Sorry, I'm just thinking about all the things right now.
Sorry. Yeah, that totally they do. Yeah. But and what else do you got?
Should we get to PLT stories?
Yeah. Okay, I'm going first this time. So this story is a PLT story about me. And we're going to go back, I think, when was this? We're going to go back to when I was about, I think, 20 years old.
Okay.
Do you know the show Degrassi Junior High?
Of course I do. It's Canadian iconic.
It's Canadian iconic. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know it, what?
What?
But anyways.
Drake rose to fame from there, did he not?
Well, he did in the future one. Oh, okay, so okay, I'm talking okay. Like classic Spike, oh. Joey Jeremiah.
Oh, it was like 80s.
Yeah, okay, yeah. 80. Oh, 80s.
It was the 80s or early 90s?
I think it was. I think it was a little bit both. Mm-hmm. And I watched it. No, it must have been 80s. I watched it because my older brother watched it. Mm-hmm. So I became a bit of a fan myself. Mm-hmm. And it was hilarious. So essentially, if you don't know much about Degrassi Junior High, it was done in the 80s, like we said. They essentially hired real, like, kids, like teens who like didn't have any acting experience. So the acting is horrifying, but they talked about a lot of real teen issues. So there was like teen pregnancy. They talked about drugs, sex, like they really talked cheating. Mm-hmm. One of them had a relationship with their teacher. She was groomed by her teacher.
Oh, hitting home there.
Listen, what happened?
I don't want to talk about it.
Brian! My God. So anyhow, you can talk to me about anything, but know, maybe off air.
Off air, exactly.
Off air. Yeah, we're live right now.
Yeah.
So this show...
D, we're live, right? We're live?
D, are we live?
There's a 2-second delay. Oh, okay, that's fine. That's fine.
There's a 2-second delay.
Yeah, yeah.
There's 2 seconds. Okay. Anyhow, so this show is hilarious. Like, do you ever remember the Swamp Sex Robots episode?
No.
Well, Arthur had a lisp and he was super cute and he had curly hair and his best friend's name was Yick. Mm-hmm. And anyways, Arthur found a pornography video called Swamp Sex Robots.
Robots.
And they watched it and then they got in trouble.
What?
And his mom was a bad actress too. He was like, it was, oh God. There was another guy named Wheels and he lived with his grandmother and when he would come home late, she would talk like this and go, I don't like when you come home late. And he'd go, oh, come on.
Yeah.
Get off it. Like, the acting was horrifying.
Yeah. Wheels.
Wheels. My brother calls me Wheels. And I call him Snake from Degrassi.
Wow.
Snake, Wheels, and Joey Jeremiah had a band called Zit Remedy.
You have the shirt.
And I have the shirt. Mm-hmm. And one of their songs goes, everybody wants something that'll make you money and never give up. It's something like that.
Okay.
Maybe D, you could give us a little flavor.
Everybody wants something that'll take your money and never give up.
Thanks, D. God,
thank you,
D. So fast on the levels
today.
You're
really good. D, you know, we make fun of you, but you're the fucking best tech person in town.
Yeah, we do make fun of you a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, so much, D. And
your haircut, your outfit, haircut, your
the
voice.
Way you move, the way you talk.
Yeah, it's your like spitting problem.
And we don't get it.
Yeah.
But thank you for doing the levels.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So anyhow, this show, there was a girl, the main girl's name was Caitlin. And Caitlin and Joey Jeremiah had an on-again, off-again sort of relationship. They were the hotties of the show. Yeah, yeah, so you wanted them to get together. They did. They broke up. It was like, will they, won't they? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it was this whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, my first girlfriend loved Degrassi High. Oh. Obsessed.
What?
So, like, I watched it because my brother watched it, like I told you. Yeah. I wasn't, like, an obsessive fan, but, like, I had seen the episodes.
Mm-hmm.
She has seen every single one, back and forth, middle, end, beginning, everything. And to this day, I'll go over to her house and it'll be on in the background. I'm like, how many times have you seen this episode? We're almost, she's in her 40s now. So she still watches you guys. Okay. Anyways.
Do you know what was on when you came to my house today? Did you see the TV?
No.
Days of Our Lives.
Similar to your situation. Similar to your situation. Yeah, we can't let go, right?
In my 40s, Days of Our Lives.
We like what we like. Mm. So anyhow, at this time, we were dating, and we were talking about her love for Caitlin. She had a big crush on Caitlin. Like, you know, we all had our things. Like, mine was, you know, I had so many. One of mine was Rebecca Donaldson from Full House.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you're talking about.
I was very obsessed. Mm. But there were many. Topanga from Boy Meets World.
Oh, wow.
Well, there's so many. I can't even, like.
Who's the boss? Tony.
Who's the boss? Tony. Who's the boss? Samantha. Oh,
okay.
Hello? Hey, Samantha. How are you? Mm-hmm. Do you want to hang out sometime? Don't worry. I'm calling everybody. Anyhow, see ya. That's a flashback PLT story. Yeah,
some of you know that, some of you don't.
But this is a similar story to that.
Mm-hmm.
So when we got together, we were talking about her love for Caitlin, and she was like, I really like want to know where Caitlin is now. Like, I really wonder where she is. Well, somehow we figured out she lived in LA. And we were like, oh my God. She's like, we should try and find her phone number. And I was like, what? Why?
Yeah.
Like, what for? Now, tables have turned, right? I'm like, why? Why would we call her? What are we going to say?
Mm.
Hi, we got your home number? You know? And she's like, we really should find out. Yeah. And I was like, I don't know about this. Like, I don't know if we should call Caitlin from Degrassi.
Uh-huh. And how old are you at this point? Like 20?
I'm like 19 or 20.
Okay.
We find her number somehow online, or some sort of, like, I don't know how we found her LA number. It must have been online.
You're really good at the internet.
I really wish that I remembered, because there's no way, like, somehow we went into some directory and we found her name online. Like, it was like they still had the white pages or yellow pages or something.
Mm.
For our younger listeners, you used to find people's phone numbers from a massive book called The White Pages, mm-hmm. and you would look up their phone number by their name,
yeah.
and there it was.
Oh my God, flashbacks.
So weird.
Yeah.
And the yellow pages for companies.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted a plumber or something, you would go in this huge book and you'd look up plumber.
I literally forgot about all that. Never, you'd get a new one.
Yeah.
You'd give it a little peruse.
Everybody would have a massive white and yellow pages.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so somehow we found her phone number. I'm going to ask her how we found it, see if she remembers. And she was like, okay, well, we've got it. So now let's three-way her.
Yeah.
Because my girlfriend at the time lived in Edmonton.
Okay.
And so I was like, I'm no one to call her. Like, if you want to call her, here's the phone number. She's like, I can't. You do it. Well, we call.
Yeah.
It rings, rings, rings. I'm like, what am I going to do if she picks up?
Yeah.
And her answering machine picks up. And it's her. It's, hi, you've reached so-and-so, whatever her real name is.
Yeah.
We're not home at the moment, blah, 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 because she had a husband at the time anyways. And then we hung up, and she was on a high. My girlfriend at the time was like, oh, my God, it's her number. Like, oh, my God, we've called her house in Los Angeles. And it went through. I'm like, okay, we did it. Like, I'm not calling again.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't want to call you. We called. And I'm like, thank God she didn't pick up, because
yeah,
I will
sure.
die. Mm-hmm. If she picks up, even if we don't say anything, I will die.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that wasn't good enough for my first girlfriend. We had to call again until she picked up. So we called multiple times across multiple days on three-way until one day she picked up and said, hello? And I knew. I was like, oh, she picked up. Like, oh my God, she picked up. She picked up the call. And it was her. And you could tell it was her voice. And then she went, hello? Hello, whatever. Yeah. And then hung up. My girlfriend.
Yeah.
Could have died that day. Because her, so happy that Caitlin from Degrassi picked up her home phone number that we found and harassed until she picked up and said hello. And that was all she needed.
That's all she needed.
That's all she needed. And then I had to be like, I'm not doing this again. Mm-hmm. Please. I know this is your fantasy, your teen life fantasy, but like you heard her voice. We called her. This is not cool.
Yeah, yeah.
She was charging us with harassment.
Wow.
And that was that. I did it.
And you never ended up in jail or anything?
I didn't go to jail for that, no.
This is about 20 years ago. So I went, did they have like... whatever, like, could she see what number was
we
calling
star
her?
Star 6-7.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Wow. That's really weird.
I know.
But like, I will say it's your ex's fault, not yours.
It was her fault. And yeah. So now sometimes I'll bring up, like, remember when you made me call Caitlin from Degrassi?
Several times.
Several times at her home number in LA.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm a PLT. She's a PLT. Mm. And Caitlin is not a PLT. I was going to say, Caitlin's a PLT for having her number out there, but...
yeah.
And you know what? Maybe she was kind of lucky that we called her, because I don't know if a lot of people were trying to get her number.
Yeah. I was waiting for you to, like, when she answered to you to go, like, hello, how do you...
yeah.
How do you like your subscription to... or something, or like, have you thought about joining the Latter-day Saints? Or
damn it, I did. I shouldn't have made that up.
Yeah.
It was just that. But Brian, that was PLT enough. Mm-hmm. We were calling her phone number. We looked it up.
Yeah, it's peer pressure. I feel like you're a half PLT here, but your ex-girlfriend, if you're listening, you're a full
you're a
PLT.
You're a full PLT.
Oh my God.
She's still my best friend. Yeah. I'd call again for her. I would. Well.
Loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my story. I think we're going to go back around 10 years. A lot of mine are always 10 years ago. I'm bartending, but I'm working at XY, Nice and Light Club. You came a few times. We did some shows there. And when you bartend at clubs, you have a lot of regulars, and you have a lot of regulars that assume you're always going to, you know, remember their drink. And can get a little annoying when you have lots of them, but you try your best and it is your job. And this one customer, he was kind of like, he wasn't employed by the club, but he helped out a lot behind the scenes. So he was kind of like family, if that made sense. He went out every single night of the week and he would come in, and I can't remember exactly what his drink was, but it was like a double gin and soda tall. And he liked, well, we called it sweet and sour, but it's like a lemon lime simple syrup mix that we would have in this like jug thing in our well. And it was so specific. He wanted it. You know, tall, he wanted just a splash. Sometimes I give it to him. Ah, oh, it's too much. Can you soda it down? Or opposite. Ah, I can hardly taste it. Can you put more in?
Right.
Started to annoy me. And he's just very entitled, which I don't like. But he's a nice guy, if anyone can figure out who this is. Anyway, one night he comes in. We're busy. The bass is booming. The club is fucking on fire. The drag queens are spinning. you know how it goes.
Yeah.
And he comes up, and I'm just not in the mood for him. Because, you know, again, entitled. He probably didn't even wait in line. Just came to the front and whatever.
Yeah.
I make him his drink. And this time, I can't be bothered to get it right anymore. I literally picked up the sweet and sour, the lemon lime. I put it up on my bar, and I said, here you go. Do what you want with it. Like, put some in that you think is perfect, because I'm clearly not getting it.
Sure. Do it yourself then.
Yes. But what happened is that these containers, they are screw-ons at the top because we have to refill them. And sometimes they get stripped. So this one we've had for so long that it's stripped a little. And it's kind of still looking like it's held together. But just one little pull or this or that, she done. So, of course, this happens with him. So I put it up there, and he's actually not mad about that. He's like, yeah, for sure, I'll do it myself. You can't get it fucking right, so I guess I will. He lifts it up, the fucking top comes off, and the bottom, because it came up with him, and it fucking unleashed about halfway through the air, and then the lemon lime simple syrup went all over him, and his leather jacket, and his pants, and just like soaked him. And I looked, and I was like, oh my God, and I remember this very, very vividly. I'm like, oh my God, sorry, I thought it was on right. And he looks at me, and he goes, clearly not, yells it so loud and mad, and then repeats himself, goes, clearly not again. I have now said nothing after the first clearly not, but he is irate. He is so mad at me. And this is pretty, it's like very sticky. It's sugar water with like lemon. It's just, it's very horrible. And it's everywhere, and it's all over his clothes. And I think it was, you know, earlier on in the evening, he had a full night of like partying to do. So this, you know, really put a wrench in his plans. But I didn't like him for a little while.
Yeah.
But I feel like I saw him every night. So I think the next night we both kind of apologized. He knew he overreacted.
Okay.
And obviously, I didn't plan on doing that. Imagine earlier, I was like, I hate him so much. I'm going to make this happen. I'm not that evil. Some of you, we keep getting letters of people how evil I am and malicious.
Yeah.
But I swear to God, this one, I had no ill intentions.
This time, he didn't.
Yeah, so basically that's the story, because I saw him the other night and I hadn't seen him in a while, and that story just came flash right back to me. But I'm going to say he's the full PLT here.
Me too. Yeah. He's the full pilled, and karma's real.
Yeah.
You want to come up and act like that and act entitled, and it's never good enough. Mm. And I'm not always going to remember your drink. Don't assume that I'm going to.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I have thousands of people coming to me on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is.
Tens of thousands,
perhaps millions when you're bartending.
That's right, yeah.
And yeah, that's brutal. And then, I mean, I understand he's pissed. Yeah. I do get the reaction. I have to say, I do like that you came together and had some apologies, because I do like that communication.
Like every episode, we end with a question.
We end with a question.
I'm kind of getting you excited. I'm getting you ready for this one, because we might need you to sing a little bit here. After last week, someone said they loved your freelance rap or whatever you did.
Freelance.
Oh, freelance is like when you do it. Yeah, like I freelance.
Hey. I like that. Okay, do not edit that out.
If you were a pop singer and your new hit single was called Piss,
yep.
How would that song go?
Of course it's called Piss.
That's our favorite word.
Hello, everybody. Tonight you're in for a treat. I'm going to be singing my new single, Piss.
Yeah.
I like to go out. I like to have fun. Oh, when I go out, you know I'm gonna hun. Yeah, I'm gonna call you honey, honey boo boo. And look at me. Hey, I'm gonna hiss, hiss, piss. Come on, piss. And if you do it, you know I don't miss.
Whoa.
Because I'm a piss girl. I'm your piss girl. Come on, give me a twirl.
I really love the end of that song.
Yeah.
You got really emotional.
Yes.
Why? Where are you right now? Can you tell me?
Is honestly, piss? I'm in a place right now where there's piss everywhere.
Yeah.
And I don't want to talk about it, but okay. I feel like I'm meant to be here.
Okay.
That's what happens to me when I write pop songs. Mm-hmm. What about you?
Wow. Okay. Good. So the song is called Piss.
Yeah.
I wake up in the morning and I piss. I go to bed, but before I go, I piss. Pss. I pissed on my mom. I pissed on my dad. I pissed on Amy. Pss, pss, pss. I piss. I piss. I piss. I walk to the mall. I see a grandma. Knock her down, and I piss on her. I go to a restaurant. I get a burger. I say it sucks to the manager, and then I piss on him.
Okay.
I piss. Pss. Okay. I piss. Pss. I piss.
Brian, there was so much you know what in that song. There was so much urinating on everyone. And that was a pop song, which was interesting.
Yeah.
It was a new pop genre.
Mm-hmm.
It was like JoJo Siwa said that she wants to invent gay pop.
Oh.
And Tegan and Sarah did a video back to that and said, hello, hi.
Yeah, yeah.
We've been around for a long time.
Yeah.
So listen, I don't know if that's going to win you any awards. I'm not sure, but I did like it.
Yeah.
I would like to hear more of it.
Yeah, I'm still fleshing it out.
Guys, he's fleshing his out.
Yeah.
Mine's done.
It was really good, yeah.
Mine was done.
Really quickly, two things on that. JoJo Siwa's rebranding is not going very well.
Oh my God.
Yeah, poor thing. And last night, after the Hump Festival,
sure.
I met some new friends that were friends with my friend. Friends of my friend.
Friends of friends.
Yes. And I don't know how it came up, but the one girl's boyfriend literally found out yesterday that Tegan and Sarah were twins and not dating girlfriends. For his entire life, he thought they were girlfriends that just looked a lot like each other. And yesterday his mind was blown and we had a good laugh about it.
Brian, Brian, listen, there's a part of me that's like, yes, lesbians tend to start to look like each other. Like when I started dating my first girlfriend who had like black hair and was like had a lip ring, I all of a sudden had black and blonde hair.
Yeah.
I got a lip ring. Like I sort of turned into that.
Mm-hmm.
But they are identical twins.
Yeah.
How?
Yeah. Anyways,
poor little thing.
Yeah, poor little thing. Everyone have a great day or night.
Have a great day or night, you guys. Oh, no, everyone.
Everyone.
It's everyone, not guys. It's so hard.
Please rate and review. Tell your friends. Share a PLT clip on your Instagram. Yeah. You know, just do your part.
And write us. Give us some more PLT stories.
Some more PLT stories. Come on. I'm sure some shit has happened to you.
We'll change your name to something cool.
And if you have a song called Piss that you want to share with us, send it our way.
Oh, my God. Do it in an audio note and we'll play it. Come on, Piss Nation.
Come on, Piss Nation. We're all Piss Girls.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Poor Little Thing, the podcast. We love you. And if you love us, please don't forget to like, rate, review, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Ryan and Amy Show. If you want to see exclusive content and extra goodies, join our Patreon and strap in because it gets wet and wild. And as we always say, you poor little thing.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.